Hey, good morning, risers, and welcome into the Rise of Ryan podcast, where we always rise with why, and I hope you raise the bar for your day. This is episode 1,298. Man, I feel like this whole week has gone along the lines of hard work works, effective strategies, and just like power that we have to achieve and become and all of that. And I've never done a topic on this before, but I think it's so important. I've seen in my life it has worked extraordinarily well, which is realizing that there is human power, and then there's divine power. And some of you are smiling right now because you know exactly what I'm talking about. There is a difference between the two, and we need both. And I'm thinking of those divine power moments right now, but let's start with human power. Human power refers to the capabilities, the strengths, the potential of each and every one of us to create, to innovate, to achieve. We need this. Think about what we have around us and how it was created through that human power, right? The achievement of our own efforts and skills and knowledge. It encompasses our physical and intellectual and emotional capacities to overcome challenges and pursue goals. Human power. We need it. It's a lot of what we talk about here on this podcast. And then there's this, divine power. Divine power, on the other hand, typically refers to the belief in a higher power beyond human understanding. Now, it can be seen in various religions or spiritual traditions as a source of wisdom, a source of guidance, protection, and miracles. Divine power is often perceived as infinite, right? It's all-knowing. It's beyond limitations of the human realm and my world and what I choose to believe. It is God, the power beyond what I could even think, see, believe, and imagine, right? Now, together, human power and divine power, they create this synergistic relationship. Human power allows us to take action, right? Go, make decisions, shape our lives, live according to our own will and abilities. Divine power, meanwhile, it offers support, inspiration, guidance, a sense of purpose and meaning and spirit and love and connection to something greater than ourselves. We need them both. So in essence, we got to combine that human and divine power. What it does when we do that, it enables us to navigate life's challenges with resilience, with creativity, with faith. It acknowledges both of our human and divine powers and how things can happen that are beyond our control, fostering that balance of personal and spiritual growth because it needs to be both of those things. So I wanted to bring this episode to you today because we really haven't pinned down the difference between the two. But what I want you to think about as you go through your day today is like, what is your human powers that you're leveraging, right? What are those human powers that you can take advantage of? What are those moments in your life where you need to call on a divine power? And what's crazy is when you think about strength, you can only get so far on human strength. There's times, and it's like the analogy of like, hey, you can't like lift up a car, but if there's this moment where somebody you love is under the car, you're going to find this divine power that allows you to lift something that you could never lift if you were just going to the gym at 6 a.m. on a Monday, because that's human power versus divine power. There's moments like that everywhere in our life. And actually, you know what? Forget what we can do looking forward. I want you to look back on divine power. Where has divine power worked in your life? What are those miracles, those things you can't explain, those things that are bigger than you that had nothing to do with human power? Maybe your human power got you to a point, but what actually came as an outcome was not human power. When we reflect on those things and we see proof of those things, it gives us confidence moving forward that not only can we double down on our human power, but we can rely on that divine power to help us get through everything we need to get through in life. Risers, I hope this has helped you. I hope this has given you kind of a context of how these things work together and how they're both extremely important. And if it has helped you, please share it with somebody. Thank you for tuning in. And as always, you've got this. Rise up.